At movie theaters across the country today, The Social Network is opening. It played at the New York Film Festival a week ago. That was the day that Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg gave the Newark, New Jersey school system $100 million. Speculation had it that he was trying to burnish his reputation before the movie tarnished it. Today, our critic Bob Mondello says, let the tarnishing begin.
The story of how Facebook was invented, almost accidentally, in a Harvard dorm room should have been near impossible to film. Computer geeks, code writing, legal depositions. But boy, does it click along. From the moment actor Jesse Eisenberg's cold-eyed, awkward boy genius decides to get back at a girlfriend who dumps him during the opening credits. Zuckerberg's revenge? He hacks some school photo archives and enlists his best buddy in a dumb, sexist online stunt.
We're ranking girls.
You mean other students?
Yeah.
You think this is such a good idea?
I need the algorithm.
All right.
I need the algorithm.
He gets it.
Give each girl a base rating of 1,400.
Their hot or not prank gets so many hits it crashes Harvard's server, and the dweebs are briefly campus celebs. Mark's still obnoxious, though, and devious. When he's approached to work on a socializing website for a couple of golden boy jocks, he stalls and tries to develop one of his own. But it's all just names and pictures until a roommate comes to him one day with a question.
Mark, there is a girl in your art history class. Her name is Stephanie Addis. Do you happen to know if she has a boyfriend? And if not, do you happen to know if she's looking to go out with anyone?
People don't walk around with a sign on them that says them.
Their relationship status. Bingo.
Mark?
Mark is out the door so fast he doesn't even realize it snowed until his socks and sandals are ankle deep in the stuff. It's a throwaway moment, but the kind that says worlds about the character's mindset. When people talk about mesmerizing speakers, they often say that they'd be happy to listen to them reciting the phone book. Let me just say I'd be happy to watch David Fincher directing the phone book. With Aaron Sorkin providing verbal fireworks, Fincher tags and pokes his way through an almost Shakespearean thicket of betrayals and double crosses. You expect a Facebook movie to be about friending? Think again, as Zuckerberg's co-founder, who's given an almost visible conscience by Andrew Garfield, spars with Napster's creator, played as a snake in the digital grass by Justin Timberlake. Both of them think the cold fish whose approval they're fighting over actually gives a damn, but his thoughts are ever elsewhere, and sooner or later, almost everyone who meets him can't stand him, perhaps especially the Winklevoss twins, the jocks who originally asked him to work on their campus socializing site.
That was your father's lawyer?
This is in-house counsel. He's going to look at all this, and if he thinks it's appropriate, he'll send a cease and desist letter.
What's that going to do?
What, do you want to hire an IP lawyer and sue him?
No, I want to hire the Sopranos to beat the out of him with a hammer.
We don't even have to do that.
That's right.
We can do that ourselves. I'm 6'5", 220, and there's two of me.
Though the film conforms to the general contours of the public record, which in this case means the court record, there's a good deal of fictionalizing going on in The Social Network. Just as an example, that girlfriend dumping Mark in the opening to start things rolling? Made up. The real Zuckerberg and his fellow gazillionaires wouldn't talk to director David Fincher and his team, probably a good thing for the filmmakers as it frees them to invent character traits and motivations. Less good for the gazillionaires, even if they can afford to buy respectability back, but hey, that's entertainment, right? And The Social Network is terrific entertainment, an unlikely thriller that makes business ethics, class distinctions, and intellectual property arguments sexy, that zips through 2 hours quicker than you can say relationship status, and that'll likely fascinate pretty much anyone not named Zuckerberg. Oh, and that sends you out of the theater buzzing, breathless, and eager to tell all your friends and friended friends that you've just seen what might well end up being the best picture of the year. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.